Time now on the Medusa pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, I kind of feel like I'm beating a dead horse here, but the story of the games all this year have been kind of similar. I read a quote from an NFL guy who says, coaching is all about getting your message across in a different way every day to the team. So if it's in a different way, they kind of, I don't know if they understand it a little better or what. Does that make sense to you?
It totally makes sense, Schultz, and he's right on. And again, whether you're doing it verbally, whether you're doing it with video, you know, whether you're having fun with it, I think he's totally right. I think that's what you have to do.
Polls mean absolutely nothing, but how good is it for the league to have the number one team right now?
I think it's good for Michigan Tech. I don't even look at it as much for the league as I think it's great for Tech. It's a program that it's rich in history. It's rich in tradition. They fell in some tough times there for a while, and it's nice to see them have some success. And I just think it's good for Tech, but I also think it's good for the little guy in college hockey.
There were a couple of hits last Saturday that were debatable, majors or not. In your opinion, should refs have the ability to have replay in a situation like that?
No, I just think again. I think we have enough video replay in the game right now. We can we can use it on a offsides on a goal. We can use it for man in the crease. We can use it in a lot of different situations. I think right there from a penalty standpoint, they got to go with their gut. They got to go with what they felt they saw. And I don't know if those are majors last week. And I think you can't take totally everything away from the referees.
Your power play certainly had its issues, especially in that last power play chance you had last Saturday night. Do you have any hard and fast rules on a power play of when to dump and chase and when to try to carry it in?
Well, exactly. If you've got space, if you've got a gap, obviously try to carry it in. But it's, Schultz, this day and age, you've seen a lot of hockey. It's very hard. It's very hard on entries right now because people obviously clog the neutral zone. You have to be really good on cross-corner dumps, on wraps, and then possess it from there, just like teams against us. And you almost have to do that. I mean, that's look at the NHL every night. I mean, they're getting it deep, and you got to get it back, and you got to work hard to get it back. And but once you can possess it, good things can happen.
More of Tom Ceratori when we return the Benusa pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Brian Schultz with Tom Ceratori of the Beavers. You shook up your lines last Saturday, Tom. Did you like what you saw?
We didn't mind it. Again, basically, we felt it was pretty similar to what we've been, how we've been playing and what we've been seeing the last couple games. And you're 0-3, so you got to do some things a little different. And that was probably the main reason why we shook things up, Schultz.
High school season has started. You've got a couple of Bemidji kids. Bowling Green's got a couple of Brainerd kids. You got a Moorhead kid. You've got some Northern Minnesota guys that are having success right now in D1. What's the state of Northern Minnesota hockey right now?
I think Northern Minnesota hockey, there's always going to be players in Northern Minnesota because, it's so rich with history and tradition. You've got some schools that are their hockey communities and their hockey schools, and they're always going to produce hockey players. And it's a good fortune, I think, living in our area. But also there's a lot of colleges in our area, too, that are recruiting the same kids.
Bowling Green is off to a pretty decent start. What do they do well?
They're really hard to play against. They grind it out. They really grind it out. They don't make a lot of mistakes. And that's probably the biggest thing is that they're physical. They play hard. They play mistake-free hockey. And, eventually what they try to do is they just try to – I told our guys they want to outlast us. They want to outlast us, and we have to make sure, too, that we're smart with the puck as well. And they'll get a lot of pucks deep, and they're going to want to try to forecheck us. So, it's interesting. They know how to play to this rink and those shallow corners right there, and they're very good below the dots. And as you and I have talked before, Schultz, we call that a half-court game right there, and they're very good down low right there. So we have to make sure that we defend well below the tops of the circles, and then we just got to play from there.
How similar is this rink to Ferris and just how quickly things happen?
Things happen quick, but I don't think there's anything like Ferris. I think Ferris, you have the 10-foot glass, which they don't have the 10-foot glass right here, so a lot of pucks stay in Ferris State. It's the one thing. And Ferris, I don't know if it's narrower, Schultz. It sure seems narrower. And maybe it's a low ceiling. Maybe it's everything else. But I think probably the glass for sure. And, maybe it is a little narrower in the corners in Ferris. But they're very similar, and things do happen fast. That puck's not a puck sometimes. It's a super ball. And we have to make sure, again, that, we calm it down and we move it quick.
Can you imagine this place a week ago with 5,000 people here against Ohio State?
Oh, it had been just loud as heck with this low ceiling. It'd be like having 5,000 in the John Glass Fieldhouse.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Schultz.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.